We're back to the Neil Haley show, and always talking to interesting people. And they're here to transform people's lives in so many ways. We have a mission in life to serve others and to help others. And you kind of have to figure that thing out. And without coaches or great mentors, we never can end up where we want to be. My guest today is going to help in that process when people are trying to figure things out. Vanessa Raymond, thanks for stopping by. And don't you agree with me? The fact is that we all have a gift in life to share to others, yet it's so hard throughout our lives to figure that out, right?
Yes, Neil, for some of us, it takes a while. We all have things that I always say we all have things that we know that other people are interested in. So we always need to keep our minds open and know that we all have knowledge. But yes, for some of us, it takes a while to figure out what is that actual calling we have in life.
What is that actual calling we have left? So how did it start for you that you figured out what you love to do? Because we all have these stories. My stories have started out as a professional wrestler, then a teacher, then I own a tutoring business, then I own a marketing digital business. Now it's growing even further, nationally syndicated radio, but it all didn't just happen. And then it figured out and said, okay, I figured out my passion. I'm not meant to work for people. I'm meant to do this. I'm meant to be on stage. I'm meant to be helping people in so many ways, but it took time to figure out. People are
Right.
still
And all
going
of
through that.
us,
And people are
right.
still
All of
going through
us,
that. Yeah.
so many chapters, like one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. I was one of those people who always knew what I wanted to do. I was, born with that thought in my mind. And actually, it's interesting to say that now because I'm saying that, but I'm doing something completely different now. So my story really starts as a very young child. I started ballet. My mom put me in ballet, and all I ever wanted to do was perform.
Okay.
So I grew up doing, singing, acting, dancing, blah, blah, blah. But that led me to where I am now. So I performed professionally in musical theater for about 20 years. And that led me on a journey to the fitness industry, which, fitness was always a part of my life as a dancer, and the beauty industry. So working in the performance industries, the fitness industry, and the beauty industry, all that came together and made me realize how passionate I am about helping people, more specifically entrepreneurs, speakers, and leaders. How to find their true inner confidence and step into their power so that they can own what they do, so they can really thrive at what they do.
Because confidence is a huge thing. If you're not going to get on, like if you go on a Zoom call, especially for business, and it's a sales meeting or a sales opportunity, if you don't feel confident in what you do and how you do it and what can you do to help someone else, as I mentioned when we started the show, you have to know your gifts and talents and that your talents and gifts are going to help others. But if you can't portray that to somebody else, or if you go on stage and you can't talk, right, you lose complete control of what you're supposed to say, or you get on a phone call and you don't aren't prepared or planned or don't feel confident what you do, or have an attitude that you can't do things, it just rubs off on people. People can tell the energy even in a Zoom call. Is this person really who he is or who she is, or they really? So you help with performance. Is that because of the days of ballet, fitness, that you know when people are on camera, if they're in person, body language, if they really are confident or not confident. And that helps so much in their
Exactly.
business, right?
Exactly. So I love that you mentioned all that you just mentioned because it really puts it in a nutshell. And yes, actually, posture and body language are two of the things that I hugely focus on with my people because what I want people to understand is, well, firstly, we are so powerful as human beings. We have the ability to create anything if we put intention towards it and we are intentional. But also, yes, if we don't believe in ourselves, how can we expect other people to believe in us and what we have to offer? As well as sometimes if we can understand how powerful our posture and body language is in creating the endorphins and all those hormones that help us feel powerful and confident, testosterone, all these things, then we can really utilize that to help us grow our confidence, because confidence is ever changing. Nobody is 100% confident at
No,
everything all the time.
truly not.
But I love to share tools that really help us understand how to grow that confidence and how to transfer confidence in one area of your life to another area of your life. And a lot of times it is about stacking small wins and celebrating things that you have done or created or things that you've achieved, but also knowing that your body is very powerful in helping with that whole process
So
and projecting that confident image, right?
the confidence, so this is an interesting point you're making, that the confidence could be in anything in your life and it can hurt other things later because you don't have confidence in something. So it could be relationship, well,
Give me anything.
it could be anything. And so you're really niching down just to confidence. So your conversations when you work with your clients is about confidence and performance, right?
Absolutely. So, it's a focus for me because I believe that through all the coaching that we do, I do a little bit, I bring in business coaching, I bring in life coaching. I believe our lives and our personal lives and how we manage that really bleeds into our businesses and the way we create wealth and the way we create success. But confidence is a focus for me because I have experience in that. I've gone through so many stages of confidence. Being a performer, with you said you were a wrestler. When you're out there in front of people, can be so nitpicky.
Totally.
For me, working as a performer with choreographers, directors, and musical directors, and everyone has their idea of what you should be or what you should look like or how you should perform or how you should wear your hair, or there was so many influences that was it took me a while, but I learned that in the end all those things are subjective
Yes.
and that's not really what builds our confidence and that's not really what is important. So we need to get back to the things that are important, and the things that people see in us are not necessarily about our physical appearance. It really is about the energy we bring forth and the way we show up in the way we carry ourselves, the way we communicate,
Right.
and the way we interact.
So you're seeing so much of the posture is the different things, but you're able to relate that and understand in the real world, it's not like when you're performing ballet or as a fitness expert or as a professional wrestler, you're in front of the stage all the time. However, sometimes both of us, we had to really have confidence and not really be perfectionists at times to perform well.
Correct.
For example, I get in front of in a match, a wrestling match, I have to get people to either hate me or love me, and yet know that all these people are staring at me. It's not like us on the Zoom screen, but then everyone's going to be listening and watching this at one point in time, and I've done X amount of interviews of 9,000 that I'm out there saying something that somebody's going to say, I don't really like what you said. So it's really you got to pretty much be so confident and show you're so secure so that people will the people that are the haters won't matter because your body will feel it, you'll feel confident, and it'll exude confidence around. So let's get some quick tips for entrepreneurs or anyone about how they can be perform like feel confidence and perform well.
Yes. Well, this is one of my favorite things. Thanks for the question. And you are right. I think one of the things for people, doesn't matter who you are, what industry you're in, where you serve, what you do, understand that not everybody is going to love us or like us.
Right.
And that is okay. I think that is the thing that took me the longest to realize or recognize is that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. And you know what? That is okay. because we all have our people. However, you do want to be intentional. For instance, being an entrepreneur, really knowing who your target market is and how do you need to show up to attract your market, right? It doesn't mean you're going to fake it or you're going to be someone that you're not. It just means that you understand your audience and that you are going to show up in an appropriate manner in order to attract that market. But at the same token, being vulnerable, being yourself, being authentic, you will attract people to you that are like-minded to you. So the frequency on which we operate is one of the things that I work with my clients. Because it's like a radio station, right? And it's so funny these days when I say that, because I'm like, okay, do you, when I'm in front of young audiences, any of you remember how we used to tune a radio, right? Because everyone's streaming everything now. But you find the frequency of the talk show that you want to listen to or of the music that you want to listen to. You're going to look for that frequency. Same, you need to put out the frequency of those people that you want to attract. And so, if you understand the physiology behind posture, body language, the things that I am passionate about talking and teaching, we can physically change the composition of hormones in our bodies by acting differently or being differently, smiling, standing tall, aligning ourselves. We're opening our lungs so we can get breath and air into our lungs and our brains so we can think more clearly. We can feel more energetic because our bodies are aligned, our meridians are open, the blood's flowing. It's just like you've heard of the runner's high, right? It's the same kind of effect, but a lot of people don't understand that or know it even. And that's why I'm like, it's so easy. It sounds too easy, but it's the truth. By simply adjusting your posture and understanding alignment, you can look more powerful and feel more powerful. And there's been studies done around this. So I am from a physical background. I always say what makes me unique is I work from the outside in. I do the inside work. We do the visioning. We do the goal setting. We do the journaling. We do the meditation. We do all that. But I start with how are you showing up? What is it that people feel when they're around you? Because people engage with you because of that you make them feel good, you make them feel energetic, you make them feel confident, but you can only do that if you feel that way.
So this is why you need a coach like this, because at least when you're working with Vanessa, you're not going to have somebody else go and tell you this. You have a coach tell you this. And if you're out there, entrepreneurs or anyone, I guess anyone in business or anyone in life that wants to achieve greatness, they have to understand if they don't feel confident in themselves, they're not going to attract the right people. And sometimes confidence comes where you might have a great talent, yet you're attracting the wrong people, and it's based on your attitude. It's based on preconceived notions. It's based on specifically how you're interacting and having someone like Vanessa tell you, or a mentor, as I talked about, or somebody else, another coach, they're gonna be straight with you. Your family members aren't gonna be straight with you most of the time. Your business, your colleagues, I mean, not your colleagues in work probably aren't going to be straight with you because they don't want to be offended. And definitely your clients aren't. And you might be too late to understand those things. So I think I've hit the nail on the head of what you're trying to portray and stuff. Where can people connect with you and learn more about you, Vanessa?
Absolutely. Thank you, Neil. I love having new friends on Facebook. I'm very present on Facebook, so you can always find me on my Vanessa Raymond. That is my Facebook profile, or you can go Victory in Biz is my Facebook group, but or you can find me on my website at victoryinbusiness.com.
Well, excellent, Vanessa. What great information. It's going to make me think about things more, especially when I go to the gym every day now. I feel it. I'm a 6'10" legitimate, that when I'm getting in better shape and I'm feeling my body, feeling like the days when I was in my 20s, I feel better and I'm more confident in my days and work. So there's a lot of things that you're going to hit off in those checklists. So connect with Vanessa And it's a different type of coach because I've never thought of those things. And you were able to really inform me today. So thanks for stopping by, Vanessa.
Thank you for having me, Neil. I appreciate the time with you.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.